One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 25, Ruth's Strategies, by Reverend Robert Leonard. Scripture passage. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." Ruth 1:16-17. The story of Ruth's life is one of highs, lows, and back to highs. It might be said that her life was a roller coaster emotional journey. Naomi and her husband, Elimelech, along with their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, moved from Bethlehem to Moab to escape the famine in Judah. Elimelech died, leaving Naomi and her sons without a family leader. Soon, Mahlon and Chilion married two women from Moab, Ruth and Orpah. This was in violation of God's law. After about 10 years, both of Naomi's sons died, leaving Naomi and Orpah and Ruth as widows. Later, the news arrived that the famine in Bethlehem was over. Naomi made plans to return to her homeland and family. She told Ruth and Orpah to return to their families and start new lives. Orpah decided to do so, but Ruth insisted that she was going with Naomi, and soon they journeyed back to Bethlehem. Arriving in Bethlehem, Naomi was recognized by the people of the town. They began to know Ruth as the two settled into the town. To provide for Naomi and herself, Ruth began to glean the local barley fields, fields that belonged to Boaz, who was a part of Elimelech's family. Boaz gave special privileges, grace, to Ruth, and they began to build a relationship that led to marriage and the birth of their son, Obed. Here is a summary of Ruth's roller coaster life. A high time in Ruth's life must have been when she married one of Naomi's sons. We can imagine her hopeful for her future. Now, a low time came when her husband died. She must have experienced loneliness and sadness. But because of her strong relationship with Naomi, she decided to follow her. A high time returned when she met Boaz, married, and had a son. What was God up to in Ruth's life? Ruth could have left Naomi, who was also grieving. Ruth could have isolated herself and become lonely in a strange new town. Instead, she chose to maintain a relationship with Naomi. She chose to stay active in life, which eventually led to a new life of hope in her marriage to Boaz. She chose to follow the God of Naomi, who used her in his plan to bring the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, into the world. During low times in life, we can feel tempted to isolate ourselves. What can we do to overcome these feelings? We can follow Ruth's strategies. We can choose to maintain strong relationships, to maintain our community of support, to stay active, to be strong in our faith in Jesus Christ, and to move forward into the next steps of our journey. Reflect upon the following. What were some high times in your life? Some low times. What can you do to overcome the low times in your life? Consider taking the following action steps. Like Ruth, take the following steps. Maintain strong relationships and a community of support. Stay active. Stay strong in your faith. Call a friend from church or family member and share Ruth's strategies with him or her. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.